The information provided to you on Crossroads of Health by its hosts or sponsors is for educational and personal alternatives. Statements have not been established by the Food and Drug Administration. They are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Welcome to Crossroads of Health, where common sense and good science intersect, with your hosts, Rick Simpson and Melanie Martirana. And now it's time for Crossroads of Health.
Hello and welcome to another fun and exciting episode of Crossroads of Health, where common sense and good science intersect. We are always real and always unscripted, and I'm your host, Rick Simpson.
And I'm your co-host, Melody Martirana.
It is Heart Health Month. It is February. This is the, I know there are different months of the year when it's focal months, but I always remember February is Heart Health Month. So we're doing our part two of Heart Health this week. I believe at least one in four Americans suffer from some form of cardiovascular disease. So it's something that you need to be paying attention to. I'm sure all of us know at least one person that has some sort of heart issue, and actually you may not even know it. So anyway, it's going to be a great show, and we want to get into that. But before we do, I have been given a sort of a commercial from our executive producer. So we're proud to announce and sponsor the Balanced Body Hormone Summit, featuring our friend, Dr. Mark Stengler, and special guests. And these special guests are really great, top-notch guys you want to listen to. As listeners of Crossroads of Health, you're invited to attend this free online advanced training on hormone balance on February 22nd, so in just a couple weeks here. Hormone imbalance affects 90% of Americans, causing weight gain, poor brain and energy function, infertility, and serious illnesses like diabetes, heart disease, and cancer. Yet few people understand how to balance their hormones naturally. On February 22nd, it's a Saturday, join thousands of Americans from the comfort of your living room and hear the world's experts on hormone health for free. That's right, for free. So
it's exciting.
That is exciting. They're going to teach you everything you need to know to feel your best and experience a true breakthrough in your health. You can learn more and sign up by visiting our website, cohradio.com. There will be a little banner there and you can sign up, and it's going to be a really fun, informative time with Mark Stengler and a lot of his cool, smart guests. So,
well, and speaking of cohradio.com, I think it's important that we tell our listeners that there are many ways to connect with us just in general.
Oh, yeah, so I almost forgot that.
You can certainly link through to cohradio.com, which is our main hub. Also, crossroadsofhealthradio.com will get you there too. But who wants to type that much? So cohradio.com, but it does stand for crossroadsofhealthradio.com. They both direct the same exact location there. And from there, you can link over to emeraldlabs.com. That is our main manufacturing page. That's really our company page where we house all of the Emerald Labs additive-free formulas. There's lots of good detail and information there. If you want to find a store in your area, you can always search by your zip code to see which stores are near you. But just keep in mind that even our most robust partners are not going to be able to carry 105 different products in their store. So we do want to make sure that you have a consistent partner available where you can get every single thing that we make. And that's why we partnered with supplements.one. That's supplements.one. They carry literally every formula we make. They also carry some other really great brands on their website. But because of this, the nature of this exclusive partnership, we will give you a code at the end of each of our shows that is connected to our little getting to know you segment where we share a little bit about ourselves. And that coupon code will save you a really significant amount off of whatever formulas we're talking about that week. So supplements.one always has everything we make, 10% off of regular retail, and you'll save at least an additional 25% more each week. Now, the code's only good for that week, so you got to get it while it's hot, but we want to make sure that you're able to access all of these products at a really great price, and there is a one-stop shop for you.
So be sure and check it out. So anyway, we want to get into our talking points, but before we do, I just want to say, Melody and I were chatting before the show today. We're having a little technical difficulty with our monitor here in the studio. It keeps going to that snow you used to see on your TV back in the 60s. You know, I get those channels where you get snow. And so we're hoping we're going to make it through the show, no problem. But if you see us a little distracted or something, we're just trying to deal with this intermittent issue. And we're getting a new monitor tomorrow, I believe.
We have a game plan, though. Yeah. A game plan. If it goes to snow for more than how long? How long
did you couple say? Seconds. A
couple seconds. Then I unplug it. I replug it. So we've got, you know, it's so funny. I mean, we've got a really fun setup here. We've posted a few pictures of our studio, but, you know, every system has its issues, right?
It's just the nature of technology. So anyway, that's the true and always unscripted part of our show. We're very authentic here. All right. So my talking point this week, we talked last week. Melody reminded me I needed to do my talking point on salt and hypertension because so many people think that salt is the enemy. And many years ago, I had an MD that I actually used to work with at this doctor. When I used to work for the PhD biochemist, this was the MD that worked there. She had her degree in preventive medicine, which was great. So she wrote these, what we used to call snippets. So anyway, I'm going to read from this. So most people take it for granted that too much salt can lead to elevated blood pressure or hypertension. The fact is that most hypertensive people are not salt sensitive, and that is a thing. Being salt sensitive or not being salt sensitive. And that overemphasis on salt has led to some decrease their salt intake to the point that they are salt deficient. And that is a thing too, that you can have too little salt. So if you're one of those rare salt sensitive hypertensives, animal studies have shown that vitamin C and E can help protect the kidneys. Another study demonstrated that quercetin mitigated salt-induced increases in blood pressure and prevented hypertension-induced heart enlargement. Excess dietary salt comes largely from eating too many processed foods or by frequently eating out. Restaurants tend to salt heavily. Although the body has ways of getting rid of excess salt, it is never a good idea to overdo any nutrient. Too much salt has been linked to the development of ulcers and even cancer because H. pylori, a bacterium linked to stomach ulcers and gastric cancers, becomes more harmful in the presence of high salt. Not much is said about the effects of too little salt, however. Since salt is necessary to maintain a good balance of fluid in the body, remember that a large part of us is water, if too little salt is present, the kidneys try to preserve as much as they can, and this can activate mechanisms that increase blood pressure. So too little salt can actually lead to high blood pressure too. Kind of interesting. The effects of insufficient salt may manifest as memory loss, including Alzheimer's disease, muscle cramps, urinary incontinence, nervousness, seizures, and even hallucinations and coma. One study has suggested that people who eat the least salt may be more likely to die from heart disease than people who eat the most salt. So it is obvious then that balance is needed. Neither too much nor too little salt is always wise. Here are a few recommendations. When cooking, season with herbs and spices. Use unrefined salt. That type contains trace minerals absent in the heavily refined salt commonly sold. Add salt after food is on your plate. You will taste it more if you add it then, and you will use less overall. Avoid highly processed foods and make lower salt choices when eating out. So it's kind of interesting. And the next part of the talking point, it's the second one she did. I want to talk about just the nature of salt. That if you think of salt is NaCl on a periodic table. So Na being sodium and Cl being chloride. So sodium chloride, that is typical salt. Now, your stomach acid is hydrogen chloride. So you need the chloride fraction of that to have adequate stomach acid. A lot of people that never use salt, and you can taste it in their food, these people, the pendulum has swung way too far the other way where I never use salt. Well, you need that chloride for adequate stomach acid. And when I worked for the PhD biochemist, he saw a lot of people that had low stomach acid or were achlorhydric, which means you have really, really low stomach acid. So anyway, so I always use a salt shaker with my food, and I don't oversalt, and I don't eat a lot of refined foods, don't eat out a ton, but I do, and my salt is, you know, I don't have blood pressure, none of that stuff. So that's kind of interesting. But here's the rest of the talking point. So hypertension is a major health problem in our country. So it is an issue. Potential complications of high blood pressure include increased risk of stroke, heart failure, heart attack, kidney failure, and impaired vision. About one quarter of the adult population is hypertensive, and another one quarter is pre-hypertensive. Salt intake as early in life as infancy has been related to later development of hypertension. So we need to pay attention to diets right from birth. breast milk is obviously the best choice. Avoiding salt has been a common recommendation after someone is diagnosed with high blood pressure. We are finding, however, that this is an overly simplistic approach and fewer physicians are making this an automatic recommendation. We know that only about a third of hypertensives are actually salt sensitive. Salt is made up of two elements, as I mentioned, sodium and chloride. Which one is the culprit in raising blood pressure? The evidence suggests that they both may play a role. This would mean that baked goods, which use baking soda and or baking powder, should be avoided, as should anything containing MSG or monosodium glutamate, commonly added as a flavor enhancer. This also means that potassium chloride as a substitute for sodium chloride could pose a problem. So again, it's all balance here, but chloride is important for the stomach acid. So not too much, not too little, but you want to have good stomach acid. Another possible source of sodium is water softeners. The amount of sodium they add to water depends upon the hardness of the water. Hardness is a measure of the calcium and magnesium present. The more of them, the harder the water. The harder the water, the more sodium will be in the softener because an exchange takes place. Softened water should not be used to prepare infant formulas. I have never been a fan of water softeners just because of all that sodium. You can taste it in the water. I hate it. Plus, it feels like you can never get the soap off your hands, but that's a separate issue. But anyway, so just everything in balance. At the end of the day, just not eating a lot of refined foods because there's so much built-in sodium. But at home, I almost always use a salt shaker because I want to make sure I have the adequate stomach acid. And that's not ever been a problem for me, not being able to digest properly. We're out of time. We'll be right back for segment two of Crossroads of Health.
You probably don't think about your adrenal glands often, but they play an incredibly important role in your health nonetheless. Many people need adrenal support, as our adrenals are constantly challenged through many factors, primarily stress, poor diet, caffeine consumption, and lack of exercise. The adrenal glands are responsible for regulating stress response in the body by producing the hormones associated with metabolism, balance, energy levels, memory, circulation, blood pressure, sex drive, and immunity. Adrenal Health by Emerald Labs is a raw, whole food-based formula with prebiotics, enzymes, and probiotics. Therapeutic doses of a synergistic blend of the activated forms of B vitamins and botanical extracts that have been helpful to support energy levels, promote mental clarity, and to help offer superior adrenal gland support. To learn more about Adrenal Health by Emerald Labs, visit supplements.one. That's supplements.one. Emerald Adrenal Health can also be found at finer health stores nationwide. Emerald, the additive-free company.
Let's face it, whether seasonal or year-round, allergies just aren't fun and can take a toll on our quality of life. Allergies are a very common health problem, and approximately 1 out of 5 people in the United States are affected by hay fever. With this condition, substances in the environment, such as grass or tree pollens, can be a real challenge and is usually seasonal. Some people react year-round to things, such as dust mites, pet dander, or mold. Common symptoms include sneezing, runny nose, congested sinus, watery and/or itchy eyes, sleep problems, and a variety of other health problems. Allergy Health by Emerald Labs is a raw, whole food-based formula with therapeutic dosages of synergistic nutrients that have been shown to improve symptoms of allergy season-related challenges caused by natural pollen, airborne pollutants, and other related allergens. You can find the Emerald line of products at finer health stores nationwide or online at www.supplements.one. That's supplements.one.
Each day in the news and from the scientific community, we are hearing more about magnesium, which is great considering all of the important roles that magnesium plays in the human body, including muscle function, bone development, vision health, and more. Many of us are unaware that magnesium deficiency is one of the leading nutrient deficiencies in adults. So it's a good idea to consider taking magnesium supplements regularly. Emerald Labs 400 milligram magnesium contains therapeutic doses of 100% pure Albion magnesium, as glycinate chelate, considered to be the gold standard in quality minerals. For maximum bioavailability, Emerald Labs 400 milligram magnesium is additive-free, gluten-free, vegan, and also doctor-formulated. To learn more, visit www.supplements.one. That's supplements.one. Or you can find Emerald Labs 400 milligram magnesium at health food stores nationwide. Emerald, the additive-free company. That's supplements.one.
And now, back to Crossroads of Health with your hosts, Rick Simpson and Melody Martirana.
Welcome back to Crossroads of Health, where common sense and good science intersect. Always real, always unscripted. I'm your host, Rick Simpson, here with your co-host, Melody Martirana, the queen of puns today. If you're just tuning in, this is not a comedy show. This is actually a health show, and it is Heart Health Month. So this week, we're talking about cardiovascular disease. Last week, in part one, we talked about blood pressure and cholesterol. This week, we're talking about other things, arrhythmias, arterial sclerosis, things like that. Anyway, but you can always go to cohradio.com. You can check out any part of this show, archive shows. You can connect to supplements.one, our internet partner, where you can get all these great products every day at discounted prices. We give you a code on the show so you can get greatly discounted prices every week on the products we're highlighting. So anyway, check it out, cohradio.com. Now, I know Melody's got a great talking point for all of you. So, hey, listen up. Right.
Well, my talking point is on arrhythmias. Incredibly, the heart beats around 100,000 times a day, and your heart's contractions need to be forceful enough to pump blood throughout the entire body. The electrical impulses that control those contractions need to fire steadily and regularly to keep everything in a perfect working order. When they don't, the result is an irregular heartbeat, a condition known as arrhythmia. Although the condition is more common in those who have had damage to their heart muscle, such as from a heart attack or heart failure, there doesn't need to be a history of heart disease to experience an irregular heartbeat. An arrhythmia can strike anyone. The electrical impulses in your heart follow a specific pathway from the upper to the lower chambers, and any interruption in that pattern can lead to an arrhythmia. And while anyone can experience a random irregular heartbeat, when the arrhythmia is more than just temporary, it can be a problem. Not everyone with an arrhythmia experiences the same sort of irregularities in their heartbeat. If your heartbeat is too fast, more than 100 beats per minute in adults, it's called tachycardia. If it beats too slow, which is fewer than 60 beats per minute, it's known as bradycardia. Some people have an erratic rhythm combining the two in no particular pattern. The most common type of arrhythmia is called premature ventricular contraction, or PVC, not the piping. As the name implies, PVC occurs when one of the two bottom chambers of your heart contract prematurely. Similarly, the premature atrial contraction, or PAC, not Pac-Man, another common arrhythmia, occurs when one of the two upper chambers of your heart beat prematurely. Atrial fibrillation, or AFib, is another common type of arrhythmia that occurs when there is an abnormal electrical impulse to the upper chambers of the heart, leading to a fast and irregular heartbeat. It can be continuous or come and go. AFib increases your risk of blood clots, stroke, and heart failure, so ongoing medical supervision is required. About 2.2 million Americans have the condition. That's quite a bit. It becomes more of a risk as you age, and it's fairly common among seniors. If you're 40 or older, your lifetime risk of developing AFib is over 25%. Be aware that a number of pharmaceuticals can cause arrhythmias. If you're on a new medication and you've developed an arrhythmia, make sure to discuss this with your doctor. A simple change in medication could resolve the problem. Arrhythmias are very common as we age, but by addressing the root causes and taking a holistic approach to treatment, you can achieve better heart control. There are several common types. So again, atrial fibrillation is the upper heart chambers contracting irregularly. Ventricular fibrillation and premature ventricular contractions, it's a disorganized contraction of the lower chambers of the heart. Bradycardia is the slow heart rate. Tachycardia is a very fast heart rate. There's conduction disorders, which means the heart's not beating normally, and premature contraction, which is an early heartbeat. And it's interesting, too, because it outlines some of the testing techniques. So there's various tests that can be performed based on your history and physical. So there's an EKG or an electrocardiogram, and that's a non-invasive test that records your heart activity. There's also a Holter monitor, which is an EKG that's strapped to your chest and records your rhythm continuously for 24 hours a day to help pinpoint any abnormalities. There's an echocardiogram, which is an ultrasound of your heart to measure your heart size and the functioning of heart valves. There's mineral analysis, especially potassium, sodium, chloride, calcium, magnesium, and blood. And then there's also hormone testing of the thyroid, cortisol, DHEA, estradiol, progesterone, saliva, blood, or urine, and then even toxic metals in the urine, blood, or hair. So there's quite a few things here. And Rick, there's some interesting little nutritional suggestions in here I think you wanted to read, and some studies here.
Yeah, actually, I have a question first. So
yeah.
AFib, that's not a lie, is it?
Oh, hey. I love it. Rick's in the game. He's playing along with me.
Oh, look at that.
Yeah, all right.
Okay, there you go.
I love
it. Well, all right. So arrhythmias, it's funny. This is kind of near and dear to my heart because my stepfather, at one point in his life, his heart was racing, and yeah, he had tachycardia. I think he had tachycardia. And you take medication. It was just like, wow, what the heck? But it's just, you get these weird heart responses that are just abnormal, and how do you control that? Well, you've got to, sometimes supplements can help, but sometimes you got to take meds. That's one case where prescription, sometimes they don't know why your heart is sort of misfiring, and you just got to take meds because that's the only solution. So anyway, but for me, it's just you take care of the heart the best you can. So there are some things that you can do with arrhythmia. So magnesium, you can take 250 milligrams twice daily. Magnesium is one of the primary nutrients involved in the heart contraction and the electrical activity of the heart. So low blood magnesium levels are associated with a higher risk of heart attacks. So magnesium is crucial, and we've talked about this on the show. We're not going to spend a lot of time on magnesium, but there are many different forms of magnesium, and typically when you go to some big box retailer, you're going to get magnesium oxide, which is going to probably give you loose stools. You don't have to take much. I'll tell you, if you take 250 milligrams twice daily, you are going to get pretty much liquid poo. Sorry, but that's what you're going to get. I've done it before, and it's not good. So our magnesium is the Albion chelated magnesium, and I have taken quite a bit of this and have never had those same issues because the hydration molecule with oxide pulls a lot of moisture into the large intestine where the ours does not. So you want to take a really good quality magnesium, but that's really important. And then CoQ10, 200 to 400 milligrams daily. It supports normal heart contraction. Years ago, a company that was selling me CoQ10, they gave me reams of studies out of Japan on ubiquinone, not ubiquinol, which is the current sort of more sexy form of CoQ10. There are just hundreds and hundreds of pages of the ability of CoQ10 to support overall heart function on ubiquinone, which is why we use ubiquinone. And then fish oil, just 2,000 milligrams of not just the fish oil, but the EPA and DHA combination helps protect against arrhythmias. There's research on that. So I would recommend, though, not all fish oils. You have an ethyl ester form and you have a triglyceride form. There are many more companies doing the ethyl ester because it's less expensive than the triglyceride form. So look for that and ask for that triglyceride form of the fish oil. So those are things. And I know aren't there some studies, well, Melody, that we are things?
There are. I wanted to mention one more thing, though, in here, the hawthorn, because 250 to 300 milligrams of this extract three times daily improves circulation and heart electrical activity. And, we're going to talk more in detail about the heart, artery, and vein health today. But if you missed part one, we did talk about the blood pressure health. And both blood pressure health and the heart, artery, and vein do contain hawthorn, European hawthorn berry extract. So you're getting a therapeutic amount of the hawthorn in each of those formulas. So I did want to mention that. But yeah, there are studies here. So one study going back to the magnesium found that oral magnesium supplementation, 3,000 milligrams daily, improved symptoms in 93.3% of people with premature ventricular and supraventricular arrhythmias. So, you got to think about that. You want to make sure that you're taking that chelated form of magnesium if you've got to take, that significant serving, because, again, the oxide does have that issue where it can cause you to have looser stools, but the chelated form will not have that same effect.
Well,
so
even at 3,000 milligrams, you may not be able to avoid it, and there may be something about intravenous magnesium. That's just a horse dose of magnesium, but there are very few studies where 93.3, did you say?
93.3% of people
get a positive result. Yeah. So that is significant. So magnesium is could be a really significant solution for you. So anyway, so you just need to ask your doctor about these things. And
then one large study analyzed blood plasma levels of omega-3 fatty acids in a group of more than 3,000 people. It's a significant group without a history of atrial fibrillation. It was shown that older people with the higher levels of omega-3 fatty acids had a lower risk of atrial fibrillation. And I think sometimes people, unless you have a problem, people tend to ignore the heart. They don't think about it. So when you think of heart, artery, and vein health, unless somebody has a history of heart disease, sometimes they might ignore it. But we want to talk to you about that when we get back from the break, because there's a lot of people who really need to be getting this additional heart support.
Well, anytime you sit in a room with four people, one of those people is going to struggle with heart disease. So it's something you take not because, I feel so much better. It's something you take because, you know, the research supports it. And we're going to get into that when we come back. So anyway, stay tuned. We'll be right back for segment three of Crossroads of Health.
There are lots of good reasons to take a good quality multivitamin. Even the best eating plans can fall short of meeting all of the necessary nutrients you need each day. Emerald Labs offers different multivitamin formulas with specialty men's, women's, and prenatal formulas to meet individual needs. These doctor-formulated, additive-free formulations range from a one-a-day to a four-a-day, depending on your preference. Each formula contains antioxidants such as sunflower-based, soy-free vitamin E, Pure Whey C with a 12-hour retention, Albion Minerals, the gold standard in mineral chelates, vitamin K2 as MK7, coenzymated Bs, and methylated folate. Recent research has shown that over 46% of people cannot metabolize synthetic folic acid or natural folate unless it is in its coenzymated form. Learn more about Emerald Labs' science-based multivitamin formulas by going to supplements.one. That's supplements.one. Also available at Vitamin Shoppe, Sprouts, and other fine health stores nationwide.
Nothing feels better than a good night's sleep, but unfortunately many people just aren't waking up feeling refreshed and recharged. Lots of things can affect our sleep patterns, so we have to make sure we are supporting the body. Sleep Health by Emerald Laboratories offers support to fall asleep and stay asleep, along with promoting nighttime calmness and relaxation. Sleep Health by Emerald Laboratories contains sun-theanine, which is clinically proven to help promote deeper, better quality sleep without residual drowsiness. Sleep Health also contains melatonin in a therapeutic dose, shown in studies to reduce restlessness and daytime fatigue, passion flower to promote natural relaxation, and European lemon balm to help relax the brain and promote sleep. If counting sheep isn't working for you, try supporting the body with science-based ingredients.
You can find the Emerald line of products at finer health stores nationwide or online at www.supplements.one. That's supplements.one. Emerald, the additive-free company.
We often hear B-complex referred to as the happy vitamin. B vitamins are instrumental for maintaining proper health. B vitamins are not only what your body burns through to cope with stress, but they are also necessary for energy production. A deficiency in them can leave you feeling stressed and with low energy. Emerald Be Healthy offers a superior blend of full-spectrum B vitamins in their highly absorbable, activated forms. This unique clinical potency formula contains a wide variety of B vitamins in the activated methylcobalamin form and folic acid in its activated methylated form. Studies show that over 46% of Americans cannot properly metabolize folic acid, even from food sources, if it is not in its active methylated form. Emerald Clinical Potency Coenzymated B Healthy is also gluten-free and additive-free.
Learn more about Emerald, the additive-free company, by visiting supplements.one. That's supplements.one. Also available at fine health food stores nationwide.
Visit www.supplements.one to receive a special listener discount off the lines offered at supplements.one. Also, tune in each week to save an additional discount by entering the weekly code Rick and Melody Share on the highlighted products of the week.
And now, back to Crossroads of Health, where common sense and good science intersect.
Welcome back to Crossroads of Health. where common sense and good science intersect. Always real, always unscripted. I'm your co-host, Melody Martirana, and I'm here with your host, Rick Simpson. And you are coming back from this break, joining us for our Heart Health Part 2. If you missed any part of the show, or if you missed last week's show, please check it out at cohradio.com. That's crossroadsofhealthradio.com. You can catch our archives. You can link to our emeraldlabs.com page. You can go over to supplements.one, our web affiliate that carries everything that we make. In fact, when we get to segment 4 of this show, we're going to be dishing out our Getting to Know You segment and explaining why you can save some extra money when you use the code TRIP this week. But you're going to have to wait for the entire show to get the list of products and the discount amount that you can save on some heart-related products this week with the code TRIP.
And yeah, we don't want to give away everything up front. We got to keep you on the hook for the whole show. So there you go. So heart disease is always, and you know, you deal with cholesterol, blood pressure, arrhythmias, stroke. You can deal with so many different things. So it's very information heavy. But the fact that it affects minimally 1 in 4 people, that's why we're spending a lot of time giving you a lot of information this week from things Mark Stengler has written and whatnot. So anyway, just to sort of set you up on this. So this is regarding cardiovascular disease in general. So numerous disorders fall under the broad category of heart and vascular disease. We're going to discuss just certain things, arterial sclerosis, angina, and heart attack. And there's other things, but those are the ones we're going to focus on here. According to the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, more than 1 out of every 4 deaths in America, in the United States, is attributable to heart disease. Coronary heart disease is the most common form of heart disease. Arteries transport blood from the heart and deliver it to other parts of the body. Arterial sclerosis occurs when the body when the inside of the artery wall thickens, leaving a narrower passageway for the blood to travel through. This disorder is often called hardening of the arteries. Arterial sclerosis can affect the coronary arteries, the arteries that lead to the heart, and is usually caused by a buildup of fatty deposits within the arterial walls. This buildup is often the result of a poor diet, one that's high in the bad fats and low in fiber. Most people who have had arterial sclerosis are not aware of it, as it does not trigger symptoms in the body until later in that disease. And that disease ultimately can become atherosclerosis, which is more as serious. And if you're, we talked about pattern A type fats in your bloodstream, pattern A, B, and pattern B last week. So you can go to our archives and check out that show if you're interested in learning more about blood testing, things that you can test for. Unfortunately, when arterial sclerosis is left untreated, it just gets worse. Without treatment, the arteries will eventually become so constricted that adequate supplies of oxygenated blood can't reach the heart muscle. This oxygen deprivation may result in the chest pain known as angina. Angina is often a precursor to a heart attack. In some ways, people with angina it's a fortunate thing, because their pain usually leads to a diagnosis of cardiovascular disease, and they can then take several steps to slow or reverse their condition before it results in a trip to the emergency room or even death. But for many, a heart attack is the first outward sign of trouble. 25% of people who suffer heart attacks have never felt any previous symptoms. A heart attack, or myocardial infarction, as it's called by doctors, is brought on when blood flows to a section of the heart muscle and it's completely cut off, either because a clot has backed up behind a thickened artery, or because the artery itself has become so narrow that no blood at all can pass through. If you ever suspect that you are having a heart attack, you must receive emergency medical care at once. Instead of having someone drive you to a hospital, unless you are really, really close, call for an ambulance. Life-saving treatment for heart attacks requires special medical techniques and tools, and the sooner professionals arrive with their equipment, the greater your chances of survival. Heart disease is so prevalent now, most people are surprised to hear that it was actually quite rare until the turn of the 20th century. Our modern diet and way of life are at the root of most heart problems, and the best way to prevent or reverse heart disease is to change our habits. Because heart disease is caused by a variety of factors, it is best to include several kinds of therapies in your treatment or prevention plan. Eat well, exercise, manage stress, and identify and treat genetic susceptibilities that are known to bring on cardiovascular disease. In recent years, researchers have found that chronic inflammation in the blood vessels is a central factor in the development of heart disease. This chronic inflammation leads to arterial wall damage and the resulting plaque formation. Although cholesterol levels have some importance, it appears that this substance is not the villain that it was once thought to be. While diet and lifestyle factors are root causes of chronic inflammation, there are also genetic reasons beyond inheriting a disposition to high cholesterol levels. They include one's level of homocysteine, insulin, HDL and LDL particle sizes, that deals with the A, B, and B, damaged or oxidized LDL levels, stress hormone imbalance, nutritional deficiencies, and hereditary factors. Fortunately, genetic susceptibilities can be reduced through natural therapies. Stealth or hidden infections in the body are also suspected of increasing the inflammatory response. And incidentally, the inflammatory response is often measured by C-reactive protein. You can ask the doctor to measure that in your bloodstream if you're interested. Therefore, it is imperative that they are tested for these newer, more predictive factors of heart disease. So finally, the impact of stress and negative emotions cannot be underrated as a cause of heart disease. So there's so many things in our society today that can negatively affect you. Certainly finding a good doctor like Dr. Stengler who can run a comprehensive blood test is really important, and just kind of following some of the things that some of those things he mentioned. So a lot going on here, but we need to get into the products because there's so much to talk about. So,
well, the heart health formula, you know, I was mentioning this before the break because a lot of people think, okay, blood pressure health, I get it. If I have high blood pressure, I take blood pressure health. Cholesterol health, okay, if I have high cholesterol or, you know, the wrong balance, remember we talked about in the last show, it's not necessarily about the high cholesterol, not necessarily. Some people have higher cholesterol, but it's about that balance of the HDL to LDL that needs to be where you know, needs to be in a certain balance. But blood pressure and cholesterol, they make sense to people. But then people think, heart, artery, vein, what do I need that for?
Right.
We talked about genetic factors. Rick just talked about that and what he was sharing with you. And nutritionally, taking the right supplements is going to be one of the best ways that you can hedge against any genetic factors that are there. But, you know, what if you're somebody who quit smoking? Maybe you smoked for 10, 15, 20 years and you've quit smoking. Your heart has definitely taken the toll from all of that historical smoking. Or if you're currently a smoker, you know, hopefully you're working on that. But, you know, heart health is something that is very important to guard because, you know, I mean, your heart stops beating and you're going to have some problems. And, you know, I know my husband, you know, he's a paramedic and a lot of the runs that he goes on because he does emergency runs are, you know, for people's heart stopping. So I want to share a little bit about our formula, and it's like a kitchen sink formula. It's got like all the good stuff that you need in there to really dynamically support your heart. Pomegranate is in there, and pomegranate is known to promote good cholesterol health. It's a really rich source of ellagic acid, and that's a really powerful antioxidant. There's studies that have actually shown that regular consumption can have heart healthy benefits. There's actually a study that shows that 1 ounce of juice daily can reduce arterial carotid plaque by up to 35% in just a year. I know that, Rick, you take the POM brand of the pomegranate juice, and that's, you know, that's a pure pomegranate juice. There's a lot of juices out there that are not pure juice. You're getting a lot of water and a lot of sugar.
That's the only one that I would buy. And you can get it at Costco. Yeah. They sell a nice big jar and it's not real expensive. We always have it in our fridge and I just get up in the morning. I drink about an ounce. I don't measure it. And there's another study with 2 ounces. So 1 ounce, 2 ounces a day. And you can actually reduce, based on that study, your arterial carotid plaque, which is pretty huge. So,
yeah, and there was a double-blind placebo study from the California Preventative Medicine Research that demonstrated significant improvement in stress-related ischemia, which is insufficient blood flow to the heart after 3 months of 8 ounces of pomegranate versus worsening ischemia in the placebo group. We also include Mariva in this. Mariva is a specialized, branded, and clinically proven ingredient. It is very, very unique. A lot of people are familiar with the benefits of turmeric, but they're not aware of the fact that a lot of turmeric is not going to be really well absorbed. It doesn't survive the digestive, the gut system very well. This specific kind, it's the technology that they use, the company that produces Mariva, is it has been embedded in a lipid matrix. And that technology that they use actually protects the turmeric and shuttles it into the system more effectively. And so you get 29 times better bioavailability. And that's very helpful in addressing inflammatory factors. And, you know, inflammatory factors are sort of the gateway to several disease states. But in this particular case, it's very helpful for your heart. There is garlic in here. Now, garlic, many of you may know that it's actually a natural blood thinner, and that can be helpful in preventing heart disease, including atherosclerosis or hardening of the arteries and plaque buildup. It can also be helpful with, helping to manage healthier cholesterol levels and blood pressure levels, and then also just helpful with the immune system. Now, I'm running out of time in this segment, so I'm going to have to probably let it go here, but we'll share more with you very shortly.
Yeah, so please stay tuned. We got more of the formula, and we'll be right back with Crossroads of Health in the last segment.
Did you know glutathione is the most abundant antioxidant in our bodies? Glutathione is known as the master antioxidant and is one of the most important and powerful antioxidants in your body. Glutathione levels in the body may be reduced by a number of factors, including poor nutrition, environmental toxins, and stress. Glutathione levels may also drop dramatically during aging. Emerald Labs' doctor-formulated Cetria L-glutathione is a well-studied form of reduced L-glutathione that has been proven in a randomized, double-blind human clinical study to help support intracellular antioxidant activity, cellular detoxification, and healthy immune response. At Emerald Labs, we are 100% committed to making products that are of the highest quality. It is with this commitment in mind that we have chosen to use only active ingredients in our products, with no fillers or no binders. Learn more about Emerald Labs' science-based formulas by going to supplements.one. That's supplements.one. Also available at Vitamin Shoppe, Sprouts, and other fine health stores nationwide.
The digestive system is a very important part to overall health. It breaks down the foods we eat and helps with the absorption of nutrients. Unfortunately, it's also the cause of many uncomfortable and even painful problems experienced daily by millions of people. So supporting the digestive system is imperative. Emerald Labs Digestive Health offers therapeutic dosages of full-spectrum digestive enzymes to help stimulate the body's natural enzyme system and to break down food, including gluten, dairy, and beans, which are among the most common food sensitivities. Emerald Labs Digestive Health is a clinical potency broad-spectrum digestive enzyme formula that helps to stimulate organs of digestion such as stomach, liver, gallbladder, and the pancreas, and is a raw whole food-based formula with probiotics and enzymes to help with digestion. Digestive Health by Emerald can be found at fine health retailers nationwide or at www.supplements.one. That's supplements.one. Emerald, the additive-free company.
We are all looking for ways to better manage our health with diet, supplements, and exercise. But sometimes nagging pain or joint-related issues can be a roadblock to achieving our goals. The secret to keeping your joints healthy, strong, and flexible is much easier than you think, thanks to doctor-formulated Joint Health by Emerald Laboratories. Emerald Laboratories Joint Health is formulated to help manage smooth, comfortable joints and contains therapeutic dosages of BioCell Collagen Type 2, glucosamine sulfate, Mareva, and MSM, shown to help support cartilage and connective tissues, joint mobility, and reduce stiffness. Emerald Labs Joint Health is a raw, whole food-based formula with prebiotics, enzymes, and probiotics for superior support. Don't let joint-related issues hold you back. Take the steps to support the health of your joints.
You can find the Emerald line of products at finer health stores nationwide or online at www.supplements.one. That's supplements.one. Emerald, the additive-free company.
And now, back to Crossroads of Health with your hosts, Rick Simpson and Melody Martirana.
Welcome back to Crossroads of Health, where common sense and good science intersect. Always real, always unscripted. I am your co-host, Melody Martirana. I'm here with your host, Rick Simpson. And today we are filling you in on some good stuff to support your heart health. It is Heart Health Month right now. So this is the part two show. So if you've missed any part of this show or last week's show, you'll want to go check it out at cohradio.com. That's also Crossroads of Health. radio.com. Now, you can also link over to our social media pages from there. We are on Facebook at /COH Radio and on Instagram at COH Radio. So don't forget to check out the archives, link over there, link over to supplements.one if you want to purchase, or emeraldlabs.com for more information.
Yes. And so we want to finish up the formula on heart, vein, and artery health. And Melody mentioned earlier about our cholesterol and blood pressure formulas. Those are very specific. There are things in there that are also found in this formula, which are helpful. There is magnesium in the blood pressure health, some other things. But there are things in this formula that you don't find in any of our other formulas, which is why this formula is so important if you are concerned about heart health or you know somebody that might have a heart health issue. I take this every day. Not that I have a, you know, history of heart disease in my family, but I don't want to, you know, keel over from a heart attack. And it's been said that the early warning signs of heart attack are death. So that's my father-in-law said that years ago. He was in the medical profession. And so we don't want to be one of those people. And I knew a lady. She went one night, she said her husband, he just keeled over dead. It was instant. And so that is a little concerning. So we want to make sure we're protecting our heart. So this formula also has a green tea extract, which is very important because it reduces cholesterol oxidation. Oxidized LDL. LDL is the bad kind of cholesterol. When it gets oxidized, it becomes exponentially worse and potentially more damaging. So we want to make sure we're protecting from that kind of oxidation. Then cayenne, which can reduce cholesterol levels, certainly improves circulation. Cayenne is really, really great for improving circulation. Then vitamin K2. K2 is really important. Melody always says it's like a traffic director. So if you have calcium, the calcium can be either laid down as arterial lesions, the narrowing of those blood vessels, which we do not want most definitely. You want that calcium going into the bone where it's really needed. So the K2 helps direct that calcium into the bones and the teeth. There's a hormone in the body that K2, Melody will find it, trust me, and she'll tell me, but I'll continue on. But there's a hormone that K2 activates, and it tells the body to put that calcium in the bone and teeth, not into the arteries. So that's cool. But and then the last thing is probably one of the most important, delta tocotrienols. There's 99% delta, there's 1% gamma. There's alpha, beta, delta, and gamma tocotrienols. The delta tocotrienols are the ones you want. They are the most important tocotrienols. So companies that just give you the whole, all of the tocotrienols together, that's not what you really want. The studies are on the delta for lowering triglycerides and for protecting and supporting vascular integrity, healthy coagulation, and provide significant antioxidant support. They've done some research on delta tocotrienols in cancer, which we can't really talk about, but some really interesting studies. There's a guy named Barry Tan. And if you look him up online, I think it's T-H-A-N. I met him. I know him. He's done a lot of landmark research on these delta tocotrienols. So important. So anyway, so that's the health, heart, vein, and artery health. Really a great formula for overall protection.
It's osteocalcin.
Osteocalcin. There it is. Not oxycalcin. Anyway.
We need some memory health today.
Yes, exactly. I take it. That's what's so scary. But anyway. Okay. And then we are putting magnesium on special. We talked about that earlier, how important magnesium is. Ours is the Albion chelated, which is by far, hands down, the best magnesium you're going to get. It is not going to be the cheapest in the marketplace, but it is going to be the most effective for you. So that's the one you want to have. We're, you know, we're going to give 40% additional off this week on these products. Also, CoQ10, that's really important. CoQ10 for overall heart health. I mentioned the reams of research out of Japan that I had on ubiquinone. There are products on TV that you'll see, and they're selling ubiquinol. You do not need the ubiquinol. Those way more of the studies are done on ubiquinone, the dry form of the CoQ10. So those are all the products we have this week. Melody might want to add anything I might have missed in there. Feel free to do so, Melody.
No, so I was just going to do a summary. So an additional 40% off of blood pressure health, cholesterol health, CoQ10, which comes in 100 and 200 milligram sizes, heart, artery, and vein health, and then the Albion chelated magnesium. The ubiquinone, if your body needs ubiquinol, it will convert it freely. But the ubiquinone is thought to be more easily absorbed as well. So there's another factor there as well, besides obviously the most important being the studies. So the code to save on all of these wonderful heart healthy formulas this week is Trip, T-R-I-P. Last week we did road, this week we did trip, because we've both been on some fun family road trips. So tell us about your family's trips.
We've done a lot of different road trips. I used them in sales meetings where I'd go meet and do dinner trainings and go to health food stores. We've done the Southwest, and we went to Grand Canyon, this place called the Shelley Monument. We went up north through Spokane, Washington. And my girls, my one daughter's in college, she wants to do the all across the country road trip, which that one I told my wife we're going to have to be gone for a long time, but we that's one road trip yet to do. But on one of our road trips, we were coming back through the 40 and out of Colorado, out of Denver, going through the beautiful Rocky Mountains there. And we were in a place called Glenwood Springs. We had actually gone through Rocky Mountain National Park in our Honda minivan. And when we were in the middle of Rocky Mountain National Park, we got a flat. Fortunately, we had those nice run flat tires, but we were far away from civilization. So and the roads are very curvy, so it's a lot of pressure on the outside part of the tire. So when we got to Glenwood Springs, it was like, okay, this tire is fully just, it's not coming back. I mean, it's done. And they said, well, we don't have the special machinery here because Honda make sure that only Honda dealerships have the machinery. So the next Honda dealership was in Grand Junction, which is like, I don't know, 50 miles away or something. So in the morning, I'm like, all right, girls, we're going to get in the car. We're going to get on the interstate. We're going to set the cruise control at 60, and we're going to hope this tire makes it all the way to Grand Junction. And you can only go like 100 miles, 125 miles. We had gone probably that far already. So I remember going down the road, and I'm looking in the rearview mirror pretty soon, see little pieces of rubber flying off, and I'm like,
Uh-oh.
And we're still 30 miles away, 25 miles away from Grand Junction. So pretty soon the tire's off the rim. We're on the side of the road. I'm like, now what? So we ended up, I don't recommend this. We hitchhiked, and some lady picked us up, and she was very nice. She took us into Grand Junction. They sent the tow truck back to get the car, took it back. But this lady, she actually took Julie and the girls. She said, oh, your girls look hungry, because they were little back then. So she took the girls away, and I realized after they left, I don't have her phone number. I don't have her driver's license. She could be a murderer for all I know, and I hope I get the girls back. So the girls came back. It was
God,
okay.
She was
a nice lady, so there you go. That's my story.
Oh, my
gosh.
Yeah. We actually recently came back from a road trip, and we booked it on out to the Grand Canyon we ended up backtracking to Barrizona.
That's
Rick,
a place.
It's so great. It's like an outdoor like wildlife preserve, but instead of the animals sort of being in the cages, you're in your car driving through these different sections where the animals are. Now, I have to say, I mean, they are still kind of caged in, but they're more in their natural habitat. And so there's different sections, and you know, there's like a section where it's like, oh, here's elk in this section. And then you're driving through and there's a gate. And we could only assume that the gate grates that we were driving over were electrified. Because, you know, the car would be grounded with the tires, but otherwise, I'm sorry, it would be like kind of chaos.
Wow.
So it sort of makes you feel like this is like a very miniature version
it's
of
like
Jurassic Park.
Exactly. Yeah, that's wow.
So we drove through, and then I think some of the more interesting, there was white wolves in one area. Nice. And then there was also white bison. There was like a section with bison, but there was several of them that were white bison, which are pretty rare. And then there was the bears. Now, I will upload a video if I can of this bear. This bear, I'm telling you, he was like messing with us. He was cutting in front of our car and then going back. Like, I'm going to mess with these people. I'm tired of these people driving through. And he kept cutting in front of the car and going back and weaving. And it was just so funny. We just found him to be so hilarious. Like, he was just working himself up. He's going to defend his little area. He doesn't want any more people driving through. But we went from there to Zion. And from Zion, we stopped in Vegas for one night. And the girls thought the greatest thing was like riding on this double decker bus. But Zion was also incredible, being surrounded by all those beautiful, glorious rocks and just seeing all of creation like in these amazing, spectacular places like the Grand Canyon and Zion were really neat. And then, you know, Vegas is mostly man-made, but with all those things. But it was a very, very fun road trip. So we've both been on some fun adventures with our family. So with the code TRIP, again, you can save an additional 40% off of blood pressure, cholesterol, CoQ10, heart, artery, and vein health and magnesium when you shop on supplements.one this week.
Thank you for joining us for another fun episode of Crossroads Health. Please join us again next week for another fun and exciting episode of Crossroads of Health.